Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Here's another very popular name these days. Team Hochberg. They sponsor Speed Jokes. Here we go. We got jokes sent in from Kathy Shabbat from Midway. She asked us to say hi to Leo for her. Hi, Leo. Jeff Villauer sent us a joke. He's the second grade teacher in North Liberty, Iowa. Katie O'Brien in Shorewood and Russ Thompson in Midlothian. Thanks for the jokes. Jeannie in Michigan got another one from you. Sue Durbin in Palatine. Stan in East Dundee sent one in. Steve, the frisky painter in Mundelein. I think that's the name of his business, Frisky Painter. Steve, that's a terrible name. If all you people don't want to frisky anything unless they want a frisky. They want a painter. They want somebody to be frisky. They don't want the painter to be frisky.
Or maybe they do.
Now, honey, didn't we get this room painted last year? Okay. Ted Klatfelter sent us a joke from Phoenix, Arizona. Dennis Henley in Chicago. Lori Laycock in Peru, the one in LaSalle County. Hey, John Williams, after hearing Marge Sipla tell us her top 10 favorite jokes yesterday, here's one from Katie. A man is extolling the virtues of Viagra to one of his friends. You really should try it, he says. The friend says, can you get it over the counter? And the man replies, well, probably, but you'd have to take more than one. I like to say there's nothing like a little tomato soup to soothe the soul, even if it's cold, over ice, with a celery stalk. You know where I'm going with this, right? A little vodka. You know, to be frank, I'd have to change my name. If a donut falls on the ground and you pick it up, that's considered a squat, right? One? Clearly, the inventor of the doorbell did not have a dog.
John, what kind of guy are you?
Funny you should ask, Andy. Me? I'm the kind of guy who will help his wife look for the chocolate that I ate. A genie granted me one wish, so I wish to be happy. Now I live with six dwarves and work in a mine. I told you last week if I had a nickel for every woman that found me attractive, I would have a nickel. Listener Kent says, hey, John, if I had a nickel, every time my wife says that I spend money on frivolous things, I'd have enough money to buy miniature golf clubs for my shower caddy. I see a guy with this. Hey, John Williams, my name is Cage, and if I had a nickel for every time I had a funny joke, I would be Nicolas Cage. Do you realize if George Harrison and Harrison Ford opened a Ford dealership, they'd have to name it George Harrison, Harrison Ford Ford? Hey, Andy.
Yes?
And I actually, you can ad lib around this. I wrote part of it for you, but I don't know how you're going to answer
accurate,
this,
actually.
Really.
Yeah.
It says here, hey, Andy, what are three of your favorite things?
Well, I would have to say my fiance, my family, speed jokes. How about you? What are three of your favorite things?
Chicken pot pie.